This is episode 17 of The Courage to Be the Difference. Today I'm going to share with you my top 7 tips on how you can in fact stop dabbling in social media. First, I want you to take a moment and think about how you're currently approaching social media and if it's serving you in your life, whether it's personally or professionally. I continuously teach many workshops on the advantages of social media and the return on investment, better known as the ROI, both in time and money. And I continue to hear people complain a lot about social media, that they simply don't have the time to quote unquote do social media. Yet, as they say so, they're envious of those who are having great success either in cultivating real relationships and, when applicable, growing their business at the same time through their efforts on social media. And there seems to be 4 zones of players for social media. The first are those who are fully in the game and enjoying it on many different levels. Then there's those who are fully in the game and obsessed by it. Do you know anybody like that? And having difficulty in drawing that line between life on social media and real world life. In other words, they're spending way too much time there. The third are those who dabble. And I'll get to the explanation of dabbling here in a sec. But they're kind of in it, but not really committing one way or the other. And then finally, there are those who just simply avoid social media altogether as a big waste of time. So perhaps you go onto a variety of social media platforms that only look but never really actually connect much. That's dabbling, as opposed to being fully committed. And perhaps you go on and you look at everybody else's stuff, but you never say a word. That's actually stalking, really, if you think about it. So the biggest excuse that I hear from people who really are not getting into the game of social media is, I don't have the time. My feeling is this, which, as with anything in life, either you're in or you're out. Just dabbling, again, that dabble word, does in fact waste your time because you're just not really, it's got one foot in and one foot out. So here's my top 7 tips for getting the most out of your social media efforts. Number 1 is to pick a platform that you actually enjoy because, let's face it, when we're hanging out somewhere that we enjoy everything about it, we tend to go there more often and really fully be in the game. So of all the social media platforms, really look at the one that you enjoy being at the most. For those of you doing social media from a business perspective, make sure that your target audience is actually hanging out there as well. And to just verify what I mean by target audience, those are the people who are your best fit to be your customers. I usually recommend that you look at the demographic of your top 10 to 20 customers, you know, the ones that are the most loyal and that you enjoy working with, and that you, you know, use that as your target audience demographic. And then I recommend that you ask your top 10 or 20 customers where they're hanging out mostly on social media to make sure that you're hanging out there as well. So if you can find that good mix between places you enjoy hanging and they enjoy hanging, it's a good mix to have. Number 3 is to pay attention to the trending and up-and-coming platforms, right? You don't want to be on a platform that's antiquated, outdated, and nobody's really hanging out there much anymore. There's shifts happening all the time. I know that some people have, I'm one of them, that feel like Facebook just doesn't feel so good to be hanging out there anymore. Yes, there's a lot of people still on Facebook, and it's not necessarily time to abandon it yet, but the day will come. So it's really just paying attention to that and seeing, again, what other people are doing. I personally am having a great time over on Instagram, which is growing in leaps and bounds with over 6 million Instagrammers currently as of this recording, and 400 million of those are active every single day. So that really says a lot as well. Number four is to ask a teenager or a 20-something to help you get started. If you're really feeling like, I don't even know how to set up a platform, they can be one of your greatest assets. Because normally they'll, you know, normally I'll just say that they'll do it for free and they're just really happy to help you out for the most part. Maybe a nice meal you could give them, something like that. But, you know, if you've got a niece, nephew, a child, someone who can help you to get that put together. And yes, as with any new, something new, it can be daunting, but they, you know, they seem to innately know these platforms and they're on them a lot and can quickly get you started and on your way. Number five is to watch YouTube videos for further education on each platform. You can easily go in there and do a find, a Google search to find what really information that you want to find out. I'd also say while you're doing that is to also just look at stats for different platforms to find out what's trending and what's not, to going back to that earlier point of number three. Number six is don't just watch and don't just post, right? There's either, you know, there could be, you know, the stalking thing as I was talking about before, but there's also the thing of just posting your stuff and walking away. You don't want to do that. You want to fully engage in the platform by interacting with others, by liking, following, and then really making comments. That's where you can, you know, it's, you start to have conversations within the platforms. It's what can really make the difference in building a relationship. If you're just liking and not really making any comments, it will take you much longer. And, you know, if 500 people liked something and only three people made comments, let's say, those three people that made the comments are the ones that are going to stand out, and other people see the comments that you made as well. And then number seven, most of all, make it fun and not daunting, right? We tend to be attracted towards things that are fun. And if you make it fun and just make it more of a game, that's what I like to do with it. I really recommend it. Give yourself 20 minutes a day. I usually do like 10 minutes in the morning, 10 in the afternoon, and just to check, make sure that I'm checking in. And then if I have some downtime in between appointments, you know, there's that waiting time when we're waiting for something, I might check in as well. And this is where, if you're divided between too many social media platforms, you can start to drop the ball because it's too hard to keep up with all of them. And, you know, if you are doing this for business, you may have someone help you. I always recommend that you stay engaged in some way and not just put it out of sight, out of mind, but stay engaged some way. But if you know, for your business, you need to be on a variety of platforms, then you could either have a staff person, a contract person, but really be engaged in what content you want to be sharing. And it really helps you to see, being in there as well, what trends are going on, what people are talking about, and it can really be beneficial to you. So don't just walk away from it. Again, as I said, I happen to enjoy Instagram a lot, and it's where you find me hanging out. I love the creativity of the images, and I find it a place where I can quickly and easily engage. Actually, I would love to connect with you there. You can find me under the username of Victory Girl. And if you would like more in-depth information on the topic of getting into the game with social media, I really recommend that you head over to my YouTube channel and watch a recent video that I recorded. I do a lot of online webinars, and this one specifically is called Amplify Your Social Media ROI. It's about an hour long because I really get into depth over the 6 top platforms and really ways to come to it differently, much more in depth than I could do here in this quick 10-minute podcast. But you can find me on YouTube under Sherry Ruskus. That's C-H-E-R-I-R-U-S-K-U-S, Sherry Ruskus. So until our next podcast here on the Courage to Be the Difference, remember, when it comes to your social media efforts, stop dabbling. Jump in. And remember, the water is just fine.